Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. Tonight is the night that we just come back to say we thank God for this opportunity that God has given to us to be in the land right now. There are many things that are happening in our lives that will bring us to a point where we can sit down and have a conversation with Him. Can we talk? I understand some things that God is doing for us right now and what God wants to do through us. There's supposed to be something that's going on in our lives. And I want to just share something with you. When we take our time and say, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Because what God has done for all of us, God has brought us to a place called there. There He sits with us. There He talks with us. There He let us know we're loved by Him. There He said, I am God beside myself and there's no other. There we recognize the fullness of God. God spoke and He's still speaking. Some things that are going on in our lives that we have to come to conclusion with. For example, God, will you hear my prayer? God says, yes, if you will pray the prayer to repent. See, there is a need to come back into the presence of God. But it's just a cost factor. It's up to you and whether or not you want to come on in and be a part of what God wants you to do. I know what I'm talking about. How you know? Because I've been down that same road. I've been down that dark road. I've been that dark aisle. I've been that dark place. Well, all I have to do is say, God, I need you to take me to the next level. And you know what God, He'll do it. But it's at your request. See, God says, my arms are open. All of you who desire to come to me, let them come to me. And God said, I will show you who I am. But I know, see, there's an enemy out there fighting us and you. His name is Lucifer. He fell from heaven. And he was on his earth. But God's plan was his plans. Oh, hallelujah. And see, there's a lady that's going to come on. And when she's on right now. And we want to talk what God has done for her about when her son was down in the door in the dumps. One thing I will say to you tonight, if you will listen in, God has a blessing for you. Now, it's up to you to receive it. I can't make you receive it. It's up to you. One thing I want to say tonight, what God has done for me today, He's blessed me beyond my understanding. He woke me up early this morning. He set me out on a level plan. He set me a good mindset. He set me to a place called there. There He will speak to me. There He will let me know. He said, I'm God, and beside me, there is none other. Let me say something with somebody while we listen. There are many out there that don't hear God. But God is still waiting for you to show up. When you show up, it's all right with me. Amen. But God said, I love you. I love you so much. Because the love He has for us, He will never neglect us. He will always show us what He has for us. And one of the things I was saying, it's called a T-I-M-E, always on time. See, I've come to understand how important it is with God. God is a timely God. When God say, I'll be at 7 o'clock in the morning, God means that. If you're going to be on His time watch, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, we both realize what God did to that young man back in the scripture, what a man went in to come into work. One come in early, one come early afternoon, one come late. And one was expected to get the same amount of money. God said, that's not how I agreed to. I do the same all one. If they come in early, they get paid the same. If they come in midday, they get paid the same. If they come in late, they get paid the same. So why would a person want to raise a whole lot of ruckus about what God says he's going to do? See, God promised us. And I know this much, but I love what God has done for me. God has done so much today. Just take examples of that. Can I just ask a question? What has God done for you today? Have you ever stopped to think about what God has done for you? When you got up this morning, stood on the side of your bed, had some coffee, whatever you did. Did you take time and say, I thank you, Lord, because it's you who have done this for me? Have you taken the time and say, I praise you, I love you, I adore you, I magnify your name? Have you taken the time to just say, Lord, I love you, I cannot be without you? I mean, have you sit down and took the time? I mean, internally and externally. God is always there waiting on us. But it's up to us. It's up to us to do what God has said. God cannot lie. He will not lie. He's right there waiting on us. So I say to those who know the Lord, and I believe that I'm in the process. We are in the process of giving God the glory. We're in the process of praising God. We're in the process of Lord. Lord, we love you. We're in the process of the Lord. Without you, there's nothing we can do. What God is doing for us, he said, I promise you, I will never leave you alone, nor will I forsake you. Someone has to understand the full meaning of what God just said. I will never, once you come to God the Father through the Holy Ghost by the Son of Jesus, God said, I will never leave you alone. I will never leave you alone. Why are you going to leave me alone? Because he said, I am the God, keep the promise. When God makes a promise, he keeps his promise. Some people don't understand why God makes a promise. He's a promising God. When God said, I am that I am, see, faith came into existence by us obeying God. And one of the things we have to come to find out, and I say this consistently, some people can miss time. Let me tell you, a person is supposed to have $1 million. They missed the call. Well, I thought they were going to give me some money. Well, the question I raised, did you do what you're supposed to do? Did you find out what God was saying to you, why he wants you to do? And when you take your time and say, Father, I need you more than anything else in the world. Without you, there's nothing I can do. Will you please have mercy on me, Father? Please have mercy on me. And I say, and God will have mercy on me. He will have mercy on us. One thing I will say, more than anything else in the world, I love God so much until I'll make a sacrifice to him every day. Little or small, Lord, please show me that. Lord, I have nothing. I'm going to say it like this here. I have nothing. I don't have any money. I don't have a big car, a big mansion, everything that should be. All I have, I give it to you. Why? Because I'm trusting in you. Can you believe what I'm saying, what God is saying? Amen. I just want everybody to know. And, oh, good, so good. Oh, it's waiting on us. The kingdom is waiting on us. It's up to us. It is up to us to get busy. And see, what you have to remember is what God is doing for all of us. Let me give you something else that I found out also. When God went to, in the New Testament, 1, 2, 3 things happened. I was sharing with a sister, and like they said, Lord, we want you to show us who you are. And so God began to talk to the people of Moses and said, Moses, he said, I want to visit them. But when they come down, you're on the air. You need to come on down. You're on the air now? Oh, okay, you're on the line right now. Come on, let's plug in. We're waiting on you. No, 714. It's 714. I sent it to you. 714. Again, 64. Yeah, you got it? Let's make sure. Let me just, some people on the line, hold on. This is live on the radio, so on the telephone. Let me give it to you one more time. Because I want to make for sure. I sit it down there somewhere. But I'm going to say, the number is 714-868-0164. You got it? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Be blessed. To God be the glory, to God be the praise. The thing that God has done for us. And one of the things I did bring on. Doctor, are you there?
Yeah.
Are you there? Yeah. Well, I know, you know, the importance, and I said openly, the importance of putting the number down so you can always know where it is. Amen?
Amen.
Because it's important. See, there's a number, always doesn't matter. Remember the number one. Hold on, miss. Go ahead and talk, sister. Hold on, please. Go ahead and talk for me.
Amen. Praise God. God is love. God is waiting on us. And as he was saying, God loves us so much. He's already predestined our lives. Our lives is already predestined. We are walking it out. God said in his word in Jeremiah 29:11, he has a plan for our lives. And to know that he has a plan for our lives, a good plan, he said, the thoughts that he has towards us, he said, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end, that's hope for your latter end. That's just a blessing right there, to know that he has that kind of thought about us, that he thinks a good towards us. God have our best interest in mind, and that is who he is, when we trust and believe in him. But we have to trust and believe in him. Abraham had faith. Amen. And he believed God. He trusted him. Even to the taking his son up to the mountain. Because God wanted to let him see how much he loved him. So when you love the Lord, when you love him, then you'll make some sacrifices in your life. You'll turn from some things. You'll ask him, Lord, deliver me from this thing that has kept me in bondage all these years. Some people have been in bondage for many, many years and have not come out through cursing, sex, whatever it may be, greed, whatever it may be. They have been in bondage. It's time to come out of that. It's time to come out because God loves us so much, and he has a plan, a good plan for our life. Amen? And he imputed righteousness to Abraham because Abraham believed him. All we have to do is believe God's word. But you have to be there by faith. By faith is the only way, is by faith that you can believe the word of God. And so the plan that he has for us, the plan of peace, he has our best interest in mind. I don't know who wouldn't want to serve a God like that. He is an awesome God, ready to pour out into us. But we have to be ready for it. We have to be ready. It's just like your house. You have to prepare yourself for bed, to go to bed at night, to rise up in the morning and go to work, whatever you do. And some people get their clothes ready for the next morning or what have you. You have to prepare yourself to receive him and believe his word. We have to speak his word. And the more you speak it, the more it gets down into your heart, the more you start to believe and receive the word of God. It's so important. I know we've gone about our business, some of us, for many, many years, not knowing, but we want a pure relationship with him, a pure relationship with God. So when we call, he will answer. He said in his word, he said, when the righteous call, he said, I will answer. So it don't matter what anybody else say about you or about your past. Your past is your past, and you leave it there. And now you pick up the cross of Christ, and you begin to go forth. All of those who were baptized with him, knowing that you went to the grave, you died with him, and you was raised with him. So it's about us believing, having faith in him, having faith in the word of God, believing his word. And so that's what it's all about, getting down into the word of God and believing his word. And so we as believers, we have to have faith. We have to have faith in him and believe God's word and continue every day. The Bible says man is to always pray. So we have to continue every day in prayer, knowing that God has that plan for our life, knowing that he has a good plan for us, and believe it and believe that plan that he has for our life. God is such a good God, such a good God. And the one thing about it, he will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's what I love, and that's what I found out. In my time of need, I began to call out to the Lord. And he began to answer me. If you talk with him, if you commune with him, he said, if you commune with me, I'll commune with you. And that's what God wants to do on a daily basis by the Holy Spirit. He wants the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. He said the Holy Spirit will teach us all things, all things. And so when you begin to get into that word and begin to study the word, the Holy Spirit will come in and begin to teach you. He will reveal some things to you that you know not. And that's what began to happen to all believers. And that's why we believe, because he revealed himself. The Lord revealed himself to us, and we are witnesses. And the Bible said we overcome by the word of our testimony. We have testimonies that we can share with other people. We have testimonies that the Lord is good. Taste and see that he is good. Amen.
Taste and see. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can we talk?
Yes.
Can we talk? Doctor, she's on the line with us. Doctor, are you there?
Listen.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
I know everybody's blessed of the Lord. They're here, and we're in the land of the living. And we do give glory and honor.
Yes.
All the praise to do him. And
yes.
I am sorry for all of the mix-up and the different numbers, but I desire to be here, and I just kept on pressing. A couple of times I wanted to give up. I just got to tell the truth and shame the devil. I was dialing so many numbers, getting so many people and everything. I say, you know, the devil is busy, you know, but the word says he's a liar and a deceiver too, you know, so he didn't finish up with all the stuff he was doing. I dropped my Bible, pages come out, everything, had to put it back together, and phone dead, had to find somewhere to plug it up, and, you know, and then the number thing, sitting here holding on the wrong line, and then get here and can't get the other lines. But how many know that the word of God is true, and it will go forth with or without the enemy trying to destroy or divert it being said, you know. So we are here together to lift up the
Amen.
Name of Jesus, and
yes.
just to give him all the glory and the honor. And Satan, you have no place in this business. You know, this is about
Amen.
Children. And whatever we can do to enable the kingdom to grow, and not to grow for us, but to grow for the Lord. We need our army out there marching. There's so much going on that we just cannot
yes.
sit back any longer, you know, and allow
Amen.
Things to just happen, you know, because
Amen.
We are born-again believers. We got some power, and we got the
yes.
right punch on our side, you know. So we just got
yes.
to get busy, you know. We're looking at everything that's going on in the world, on the news and different things, where we don't even want to turn our TV on and listen to the news or the radio. It's just so much disgusting, bad things, you know. But,
yes,
you know, if we hear of it sometimes, we wouldn't know how to direct our prayers. You know, we'd be praying selfish prayers. We'd be praying, you know, those, what I call them, airplane or jet prayers, you know, one foot in and one foot out, as we said, and good night, Lord.
But
we got to get down on our knees, and we got to tarry.
Amen.
We got to cry out. We got to make some noise up in here.
Yes, hallelujah.
You know, we have to, you know, because we will not be silent. You know, we will not be silent. We will not be counted as the silent. You know, when they had to walk around the walls of Jericho and be quiet for a while, but on that seventh day they had to make some noise. You know,
yes,
so we
want to
make noise this day, 2019, this year. We want to let the world know that the believers are still here. And we're not shaking. We're not faking.
Amen.
We're not backing down. We're on a rampage right now for the Lord. You know, we're taking back what the enemy has told. We're taking our children back. We're taking our homes back.
Amen.
In fact, statistics can say that the divorce rate in the believers is higher than the divorce rate in the secular world. Something is wrong with that picture, and we as believers have to do something about it. We have to do our things decent and in order. We have to get some counseling, and the grown folks need to be in the young folks' business. You know, it's none of that stuff talking about, well, you know, they of age now. You know, I just got to let them, you know, make their own ways. No, 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 no. You know, the Bible gives us instructions on how to raise our children. You know what?
Amen.
They never get old, too old for you to raise them. You know,
that's
they never get too old. Yeah, they can, the Bible says they're going to stray sometimes, but they're going to come back. But they're not coming back if you didn't give them nothing to come back to. You know, we don't have too many children out here on their own talking about, well, they young and they got to do this or they got to sow some wild oats. No, I don't think so. No, we got to take back the different standards that God had put up for us. You know, spare the rod for all the time. You know, you better put something on that back sign to let them know what you mean, what you say. And then another thing, don't play with your kids. I'm sorry. You can, if I say don't play with them, don't let them say anything to you as a joke.
Amen.
No. You know, it's called respect. We need to respect our elders. You know, in other countries, the children cannot approach the adults like these kids do to us today. They cannot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just talking
to a
Filipino, and she said that strangers in her country, when they see old people, they come and take their hand and put it on their head. I said, what they doing, asking you? She said, yes, they asking you to bless them, sow that blessing on them. Now, another nation or ethnicity that, you know, they have customs and things. They respect their elders. Why is it that here in the land of the free, we overlook our elders? We put them away. When, if they say the instead of the, or if they say ain't instead of no, then we ready to cast them into a place where you can't see them. You don't want your, like Shirley Caesar with that record, you don't want your children saying ain't or this and that, you know, so you'd rather put them in an old folks' home. The same people that raised you up to be what you are today. Don't let a profession make you. You make the profession. You stand. You stand. But I didn't get on here to talk about that. Let me tell you what I got on here to talk about. That's been on my heart. Happy belated Father's Day wishes to all the fathers out there. And, you know, I do know that moms are fathers also. Is that the order that God wanted it to be in? No. But again, our society is out of whack because we've taken a lot of things out of order. And we have nobody to blame but ourselves. God put us in provision and right perspective and gave us the example for everything. But we as a people have strayed away. And God wants us to come back to his word. It doesn't matter how many times you fall. you just get up.
Get up, amen.
Be like a prodigal child. Get up and say, I'll go back to my father because I know I messed up. I messed up. It's okay. You're going to mess up, but get up. And so I wanted to talk about Exodus 20 and 12, which is honor thy mother. Excuse me, he put father first. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honor.
Amen.
Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Respect. You know, love.
Mm-hmm.
You can't order something that you don't love. Love.
Mm-hmm.
Love your father. Love your mother. I tell my son all the time, the Bible is very clear. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy
Amen.
Days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. There's anywhere
Amen.
In there it says, honor thy father and thy mother if they buy you Jordans. Honor thy father
mm-hmm.
and thy mother if they take you to the amusement park. Honor thy father
Amen.
And thy mother if they dress you in Gloria Vanderbilt. You know, does it say that anywhere? Did anybody hear that in that scripture?
No.
We got things all out of perspective. And so
that's right.
We have to learn how to love regardless and give honor regardless and give respect. I speak to people on the phone now, and I still say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. A guy told me today,
Amen.
You call me sir. I said, yes, sir, I did. There you go again. Yes, sir. That's the way I was raised. You're a man. I could just say yes, but
mm-hmm.
it's one syllable. Yes, sir. One syllable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. I had a supervisor that told me if I called her ma'am again that she would hit me. And I said, dear God, I went to praying right away. Please don't
Amen.
Let her put her hands on me. Please, mm-hmm. please, Lord. You know, because we both need our jobs. I just have to be telling the truth. We both need our jobs. Don't let this lady touch you. I'm honest. Don't.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. But he kept me. He kept me.
Amen.
The Lord kept me, you know, and he
yes.
wouldn't let it happen to me. You know, I know it was nobody but the Lord because I had that
Amen.
Spirit in me. If you hit me, I'm going to hit you back, you know, all the Jesus in me. I don't know. I'm 70 now, but I just have to be honest. I think it's still there. It's just on the down low. But if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. I'm not turning the other cheek. I don't want y'all to not, you know, do what the word says. I'm talking about me. This is a personal thing. That's why I like Psalms. It says, let us exalt him together. But if you don't, I still got you, you know. So, you know, and it says, I will. Bless the Lord. I'm still going to bless him. I might go back, but I'm still going to bless the Lord for giving me the strength to be able to hit you back, you know. So I'm just saying, you know, let's keep things in perspective, you know. But I told my son all the time, it does not mean that if your father is not there, if you know who your father is, if your parent has taught you who your father is, if you know, nowadays a lot of us, we do things that we shouldn't do, but we got to come out the closet. Yeah. In my old family generation, there's a lot of things that's in the grave that's not unanswered because those old folks, they would not tell it. You know, the generation that knew that it was going on while it went on, they knew. But they didn't pass
mm-hmm.
that information down. So a lot of history, family history, has been lost. Because they did not tell it. They did
mm-hmm.
not share. And I know that there are some things that you should not talk about, but I'm talking about the good things about your family should have been shared so that you can sit
mm-hmm.
down and tell your children and your grandchildren, you know, that your family did this, or they owned this, or they came from here. Because we are not any animals or anything like that. We were born a human being, and we are a human being today. We didn't migrate up walking like a monkey on fours and then stood up one day and say we are human. Absolutely
that's
not.
Right.
That's it. That God don't know what he did or was doing. And I know my God knows everything. The word says he does. So I know that is not true. But how are you going to dispel the myth if you don't tell them? Because they're being taught certain things in school, and we as responsible adults have to tell them what's truth and what's not true. We have
Amen.
To do that as responsible adults. That has to go. And that's what this honoring thy father and thy mother is about. We have
Amen.
A commercialized day that this society has given us. But don't you know that your father and your mother should be honored every day? Not just
every day.
On the commercialized day that this society has given you. You
That's
honor
right.
your mother and father. You give
Amen.
Them honor. You give them respect. It's due them. And it doesn't
That's
matter
right.
that they were a good father or a good mother. I don't understand. You know, something happened. You learn how to forgive. That's the word says. It says forgive. And put that stuff behind you and go forth. Nowhere did I read, because the example I wanted to use was Samuel. You know, he had a rough start. You know, not a rough start in that he didn't know. You hear it mentioned his father went to the priest every year, which was their custom. And he had two wives, and he took them with him. Now, one wife had a lot of children. And daughters. It didn't say how many. It just said that she had a large family. And one of them didn't have any children at all. And so when they went, the one with the children made mockery of the one with no children. It caused dissension between the family. If something
mm-hmm.
is going to sow seeds of discord, then you got to be wise enough to break that up, break it up, and make it fallow ground, usable ground. You know, there's a point there where I think Elkanah should have stepped in, but he didn't. And so it does not talk about how he was a father over the children that he had. All it talks about is he loved Hannah, and she didn't have any children. And so,
mm-hmm.
in other words, he kept discord in his family because it says he loved Hannah, but he
mm-hmm.
gave Peninnah her portion for the children. But your responsibility don't end there, and that's what I tell a lot of men today. Just because you pay child support, that's not it, honey. That's not it. That is not
that's
it. Right. Paying child support is not taking care of your child.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you
mm-hmm.
might not have child support, but you got to get in there and roll your sleeves up and be a father, whether you have money or not. And you know, a lot of times you have to take some abuse. You have to take some abuse from that mom. But that's another thing. You got out of order, having the child and having sex and different things before marriage.
That's right.
And then, but
that's
in
right.
this case, they were married.
Mm-hmm.
But you have got, we got to get some principles back, y'all. We got to get some principles back. We got to get some
Amen.
Foundation, you know. And so
Amen.
Then when they would go to the temple, then Hannah will be over there praying. And, you know, I'm not talking about the men, but the men, the priest made an assumption that she was drunk because she was praying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know. We got to stop looking on a situation and judging it from what we're looking at. We need to know what it is we're talking about and stop assuming. When you see somebody with somebody, it don't always have to be wrongdoing.
That's
and
right.
we don't have to be the FBI, but we should, as Christians, if we see something that's wrong and whatever, be able to say something to... You know, what I'm trying to say is it should not be that fear there to talk to other people, believers and non-believers, and give them the word of God, equip them so that they can deal with a situation a different way. So
Amen.
The more it says, if you teach a man to fish, he'll have food forever. If you give him a fish, he's going to be hungry in a day or two because you haven't equipped him.
That's
and
right.
So you have to equip your children, your little girls, your boys, you know, and that job is the responsibility of the father and the mother. But like I say, we have so many absent parent homes, and a lot of the absent parent is belittled before the child. So the child grows up with no respect for the absent parent. And when they have no respect for the absent parent, they have no respect for the other gender person. You know, if you are raised to hate men because your mom didn't like men, because she didn't like your dad, 9 times out of 10, she's going to hit you with that stuff in your formative years. And you're going to hate men and don't even know why you hate men.
Amen.
So you got generation after generation after generation hating the person whom they should love. And then you got the children misusing themselves because they don't know how to love themselves. Because
That's
somebody
right.
has told them it's wrong. It's wrong to love yourself. No, it's not wrong to love yourself. If you can't love yourself, how are you going to love somebody else?
That's right.
We have to learn how to value ourselves. God values us. He said that we are uniquely and fearfully and wonderfully made. So
That's
I might
right.
be fat, short, and whatever, and ugly in your eyesight, but I am fearfully and wonderfully made in God's eyesight. And I got to know
Amen.
For myself, God made no mistake. Can't make no mistake.
That's right.
If my hair is
That's
short
right.
or my hair is long, if my eyes are blue or if my eyes are brown, whatever is what he intended for me to be. Lord, help me to be content. Let me be satisfied. Because I know
That's right.
that it's nothing but you, Lord. You made me.
That's
you
right.
created me. You know, the Bible says that you know my down sitting and my up rising, you know everything about me. It's that you even know strands of hair are on my head. And when I start thinking about the awesomeness of what God is capable of, and that I can't even fathom all the things that he's capable of, that it is beyond my imagination, beyond my intelligence, you know, to know what it is that God is capable of doing. It's just, I have to believe, God, I can't handle this. You know, Dr. Hunter likes to talk about my son, but I got in my 60s before I learned how to release my son to the Lord. That's a long time.
Amen.
I advise all of you out there, whoever's listening, don't wait until you're in your 60s to release your child to the Lord. We take them to the altar when they're first born, and we give them back to the Lord, and Lord have mercy. Between there and the time that before they become 40, you done took them back so many times, it's not funny, you know, that you done took them back. And God, you're not capable, knowing that he's capable because he created them. You know, but it
Amen.
Took me in my 60s to learn how to release my son to the only one that could do anything with him. And I thank God, you know, I say in Psalms that God has a lot of human, you know, humor in him, because he allows the very thing that my son didn't want to do is that go to church and learn is what he had to do to get his time to get. Well, other words, you would say community service or something, but it was part of a rehab program. And he had to go to church every Sunday, go to classes 2 and 3 times a week, you know, different services and different things. And so it just amazed me. I sit back and laugh. I said, God, I should have gave them to you a long time ago. You're sure doing it
Amen.
Much better than I could have did it, you know. And I know when you get through, it's going to be right, it's going to be done, and that's it,
Amen.
You know. No more. I don't have to keep going back because you do it. It's done right. It's done right. It's
Amen.
Done well. And there's just no mistake. And so that's why I am so encouraged by the word of God, you know, because the
Amen.
Bible says that mercies are new every day, you know, every day.
Every
so every day I look for my blessing, my miracle. God, what are you going to bless me with today? I'm not being greedy.
Amen.
When you bless me, Lord, I'm going to bless somebody else. You know, I'm going to bless somebody
Amen.
Else. And so that's what God wants us to do. And as parents, you know, because like I said, this started off with honor the father and thy mother. And basically all I'm saying is that we got to put things back in the right order, the way God intended for it to be. And that is, you know, we can't say that I'm not going to let such and such, you know, talking about our husbands or whatever, I'm not going to let them rule over me, you know, or I make more money than what, and so what? So what?
That's right.
Make that man the man that God would have him to be. And you say, well, you can't do that. Yes, you can, because you can be the Proverbs wife, you know. Whatsoever you can find your hands to do, you do them. You know, if he wants you to bake bread, bake bread. If he wants you
mm-hmm.
to clean, keep that house clean. How many know people that if you go to their house, you got to step over everything getting in there? And, you know, and some people say, well, huh, they not my friend if they got something to say about stepping over stuff. Honey, your house should be clean. Nobody should have to step over everything to get around in your house. And that's not
that's
them
right.
not being your friend. That ought to
that's
be
right.
you. It's about you.
Amen.
And I am your friend. And because I am your friend, I'm going to say, you want me to help you? You want me
Amen.
To help you? Well, what's wrong?
Amen.
I'll help you. What day you want me to
that's
come
right.
over? Let's do this together. You know, I'm not going to go on and say,
right.
ooh, Sally, Sue, have you seen Betty Lou? Have you seen her house? No.
Yeah.
We got to have
mm-hmm.
some confidentiality. We got to have some integrity.
Amen.
No.
That's right.
I'm not going back
that's
broadcasting
right.
to everybody that Sally Moo, you got to step over everything. Girl, don't go to her house. No, it's not girl. You know, let's keep our sister
that's
lifted
right.
up. Well, what's going on?
Amen.
Well, no, let's just keep lifting up. You know, we don't
that's
have
right.
to go share anything. It's something God is teaching us that we need to learn how to take in and keep in. And
Amen.
That does not just apply to the women. It applies to men, too. Men
that's
need to
right.
learn how to take things in and leave it in. Don't talk about it with the boys. It's none of the boys' business. You know, that
Amen.
Rule applies to both genders. And we got to stop saying it's for this one or that one. It's for all of us. It is for all of us. And God
yes,
is trying to shake us and wake us up in these last days. How many know
yes.
that we are living in those perilous times?
Mm-hmm.
We're living in I just looked again at this guy. He's been arrested so many times for drugs, so many times for accidents, so many times for, and he was a commercial driver, a little young boy, 24 years old. And
mm-hmm.
then now he's driving a truck with a trailer on it and crossed the road, and the trailer flips and hit and killed 7 people. And one person that survived it said that he saw him, like, you know, acting crazy in the street, like, oh, I
mm-hmm.
did something. Well, yes, you have.
Yeah.
You just took 7
yeah.
people out because
yeah.
you wanted to get high. You know, I know you were high. There's one video they show of him standing in the thing where he was just tripped out. He didn't make those drugs himself. Where was his parents, mother and father?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It makes no mention of them. I take that back. It did. The father said he's a Ukrainian, you know, and because they're ready to try to deport him. But he done killed the people. So now you ready to send them back to his country? Come on. He can't bring those lives back. But what about those families? One person has did so much damage with their pleasure. With their pleasure.
That's right.
Where was his
mm-hmm.
upbringing? Where was classmate? Where was somebody? Where was the believer that didn't tell him, son, you don't need that. Son, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Where was his brother? And I don't mean his biological brother. I'm talking about a brother, another male person. Where were they to deter him? Don't try that.
That's right.
I tell young ladies, let your dress down. And then you got to dress up so high, and then you get offended because men look at you and say things. Well, you giving them stuff to look at. You giving them stuff to mess with you. Well, I ought to be able. Sure, you ought to be able. But the Bible say modest. Be modest. Why would you want to expose yourself? And then people look at you, and then you get offended because they look at you. When you dress for them, they look at you. Come on.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
We got to teach these young ladies to be ladies.
And
they, some of these ladies today, Lord have mercy, Jesus, call it potty mouth, and they really need to get soapy. But they're getting famous and having vulgar mouths. Now, why do our children want to accept that kind of language?
That's right.
The girls and the boys, why do they want it? What's wrong with this picture? I'm trying to paint a picture here, but what's wrong with this picture? You know,
we're
living in a society where wrong is considered right, and right is wrong. That's what I'm pointing out.
That's right.
So we got to stuck, and the believer has to do something.
Mm-hmm.
We can no longer stand like with them taking prayer out of school. How can one woman get prayer out of school? Where were we? Where were the believers at that time? But now they're trying to come back, and then they want to take the NFL football player and kick him out of his career because he took a knee and prayed? Come on.
That's right.
Come on. What's with prayer?
Amen. Amen.
What's wrong with prayer? We need to pray. And if I'm praying by myself, just because you see me praying don't mean that, you know, you have to join me in the prayer. You know, but to lose your livelihood, but I'm glad he stood for what he believed in. And that's it. We got to stand today. We got to stand for what we believe in.
Amen.
We shouldn't have to fight and claw for every ground, every step we take. But that's the society that we live in. We have to do it. We got to put on the whole armor of God. We got to get out there. We got to let the truth be known. We got to do some door to door witnessing. And we got to do some Walmart witnessing. You know, a lot of us walk around in Walmart, you know, All we got to do is say, hey, if you see them, just say something to them. You're not getting in their business. How you doing, sister? If they say I'm not your sister, I'm sorry. I just mean we were sisters in the Lord. Okay, how you doing? Talk to you later. You know, God bless you. God bless you, and just move on, you know. My sister has a track minute. We go out to eat. When she pay her bill, she puts a track in the check. No matter what she do, she takes a track and put it everywhere. Takes a track and put it everywhere. Takes a track wherever we go. Track, mm-hmm. track. And I look at her sometime. I said, Lord, have mercy. But you know what? It makes an impact. It makes an impact.
Right.
And if you could just affect one, you've done something. Just one.
Amen.
And
that's
do you know that some people will never pick up a Bible? You are the only Bible that they will read. You are the only Bible. The only Bible.
That's right.
So it behooves you to equip yourself so that you can be all that you can be, not in the army, not in the youth army, but in the army of God. You know?
Amen.
And so with that being said, the Lord has kept leading me back to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and I know why he's been leading me there.
Yeah,
because the Lord told me, he said, you tell everybody else to trust in the Lord. And he said, and you haven't been trusting me yourself. I said, oh, God.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
He said, yeah.
Okay.
You tell everybody. You know, and
Amen.
I do. I tell everybody. Look, you just got to trust in the Lord. You know, I do. I tell everybody.
Amen.
And God has told me that I need to do it. And I said, well, I thought I was doing it, God. I ain't making no excuses, but I thought I was trusting in you. No. It's just like I said, I got in my 60s before I learned how to release my son. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's true. I was not. You can
mm-hmm.
think you're walking the path that you should be walking, but you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it behooves
That's
you
right.
to take inventory of yourself. You know, Lord,
right.
what is it that you have me to do? You know, what is
Amen.
It that I need to do? What should I say, Lord? How can I
Amen.
Be beneficial to the kingdom? How can I be that ambassador that Paul spoke of? What can I do? There is something that each and every one of us can do.
That's right.
We could be like Dorcas, you know, make blankets or something, or, you know, just, you know, meet somebody in the house or whatever. You know, start a little prayer circle. Start a little Bible study. Start a little whatever.
Amen.
You know, some people, they don't want to go all the way to church. You know,
that's
they
right.
just, if I do it in my neighborhood, you know, if I just have one or two people over, let's just get this thing together. Whatever we can do, let's put our hands to doing it. Because the word says no man, and this means mine, this means all of us, there's no man that puts his hand to the plow and looking back is fit. It's fit
that's,
for the kingdom.
That's right.
So we got to,
Amen.
We got to get, got to put our hands to that plow, and we got to dig in with the way they used to do tug of war on that rope, you know.
Amen.
You got to dig
Keep
in.
Keep on going.
You know, get your foot on
that's
a
right.
solid piece, dig it in there, you know, because you got
that's
to
right.
pull on with strength. And we got to do whatever it takes for the kingdom building.
Amen.
Amen. So I just want to encourage us today that, you know, the road looks heavy. It's winding and curving. But God is our light, and he's a very present help in time of need, that God would guide us if we are willing to take his hand and let him lead us on. Let him lead
Amen.
Us. Or what you need to do. He'll let you.
Amen.
And I want to encourage the men and then the mothers, because we weren't on the line for the mothers, but the mothers too. Happy Father's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I trust that you've had a blessed month, May, a blessed month, June, and greater blessings are in store for all of us. And I want us to receive them with an open heart and a glad hand and a praise on the inside, deep down on the inside. And I'm reminded that what is Tasha Cobbs Leonard, he knows my name. I mean, you know, how many know the Lord knows your name? He knows
my
name.
He knows my name.
He's got a blessing with my name on it.
Amen.
So I just blessed. I love y'all. And, you know,
Amen.
I can talk about the Lord all day long, but let me open it up for anybody that has some words that they'd like to say, or if they just want to encourage somebody today.
Well, I want to say this much to everybody. I thank God for everybody listening tonight, and what God has done for us, God has opened up a new avenue for us. And one of the things, as Dr. McClendon was saying something, it's always good to believe what God is doing. And I piggyback on the statement you made. See, what's going on right now in America, we're missing the mark of the high calling, and that's what God is saying to us. But I want somebody to have something to say. I love y'all, and y'all go right ahead. I thank you for letting me come on the line and say something to y'all. God bless you.
Amen. You know, that was a powerful message, and Dr. Lipson, and I tell you what, it is so needed, and it needs to go out through the world, because like I heard you say, it's so many single-parent households, and it is because nobody is teaching the young women. I heard them talking on the news the other day about abstinence, and they don't want to teach abstinence. They want to teach them to get birth control and condoms,
yes.
And nobody is teaching these young people abstinence. And the thing about it is, a lot of these young women are looking for love in all the wrong places, and wisdom is trying to find the young women. So if they find wisdom will get them what they want. People, even a lot, you said a lot of marriages in the body of Christ are, a lot of people are divorcing. Well, that's because they're unequally yoked. People are looking on the outside and not on the inside at the heart of people, and allowing God to come in and bless them with a husband or a wife. But you have to be patient and wait on him and wait on the Lord. And they go and have, and many of these young girls having babies, I've talked to a lot of them, they have babies thinking that that's going to change the man. Yeah, it is going to change. It's changing from one house to the next. That's what's going to happen. And that's what has been happening. That's why we got so many single-parent households. And then the women, they get mad at the men, and then they go and file child support. Well, guess what? That wasn't no love anyway. That was lust. You had that child out of lust, and he don't know what love is. And guess what? You don't either. And so that's why these children are doing, have no respect, and that's why they're wayward, because guess what? They're born out of lust. So there's no connection now. When a man and a woman is in love and they have children, they don't love their children. They're going to be together. They're going to love their children. Even if they happen to split, they're going to have such love for their child that they won't want to be around them. But these people are having children out of lust, and there's no connection. There's none whatsoever. That's why these men can walk off and go to another woman and have a baby, and everybody wondering why. Okay, why is he not taking care of that child over there? There's no connection. There's no love. That child there is born out of lust, and there's no connection to the father at all. And so the young women, as well as the young men, need to be taught. And so that's why they're unequally yoked. And there's so much lust going on till people are having having men and women, they're just shacking up and all this kind of stuff. And then when they get pregnant and have these children, the man to move on, they mad. They mad. Yeah. They don't want him around. Then they call it the tail of child. You're going to be just like your daddy. Well, like I told one woman, I said, well, you had to be like him too, because you laid down with him. So something, you know, you laid down with him. If he's a snake, you had to be a snake to lay down with him. Because a snake ain't going to lay down with nothing besides what he going to, another snake. So if you was a snake, he was a snake, you know, y'all came together in love. So a snake is not going to lay down with a cow, not going to lay down with a snake. He's going to lay down with another cow. So, and that's the problem. That's the problem. Then they get mad and say, oh, he ain't no good. Well, you wasn't either. You wasn't either. And I'm not trying to criticize women, but I want them to know the truth. I want you to know the truth. This is the problem. If you wait on God, if you be taught, and you stay abstinent and ask God for you a husband, instead of going out there getting somebody that's not yours, you want to. And then another thing, let me say something else. A woman that goes out there and know that this woman has a baby by a man, you gonna go get one too to be connected to you. Now you got these soul ties. Now you can tie to this woman, that man, that baby, and that other woman. What kind of foolishness is this going on? But I understand it, because the Bible said in the last days, seven women going to be the one man saying, let us all wear your name. Now they're not wearing the name. They're putting all these children in the men's name. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. So they have not been taught. They haven't
My
been
Lord.
Taught.
My Lord.
So we got to pray for them. And God has blessed me to start a group, whereas I'm teaching these young women, you know, and some of them are already got children, but don't get no more. And then you wonder, well, man, that he didn't want you. He didn't want you in the first place. But because you was willing to lay down, he went ahead. Now you can't find him. Why you can't find him? Because you wasn't equally, he wasn't even yours. God has the best for you. But you sell for less when you could have had the best if you had waited.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah.
That's the problem.
So, right. So
thank you.
We got to pray for him.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
And they, you know, and like
amen.
I tell people, we as a nation of black people, I have to say this, the enemy has been lying to us for a long time, and we've been saying it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have this. We can't have
uh-huh.
that. No, all
uh-huh.
of it belongs to us anyway. You just got to speak it out of your mouth. Life
yeah.
and death is in the power of the tongue. So we got to speak over our children. What you want from them, speak that. Speak Jeremiah 29:11 over them. Lord, let Jeremiah 29:11 come forth in my children's life. Because it's a plan
mm-hmm.
that you have that I can't even fathom. I can't even
mm-hmm.
fathom that plan that you have for my children. Speak that over them. Let it come over them, Lord. Jeremiah 29:11 over all my children. My family, too, in the name of Jesus. Let that
yes.
plan come forth. In the name of Jesus
yes.
over my family. Because I can't even mm-hmm. fathom what all God has. So we have to speak that over ourselves as well as our families, our children. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else got something they want to say? Anybody else? Anybody else? Well, I want you to know tonight's been a good night, and we want you to just be patient. Now, we'll be on tomorrow night with Doctor, and we'll be on Saturday. We're going to talk to the veterans from 9 to 10.
Amen.
We're trying to get all the
okay.
veterans. There's money out there for them. And so we're trying to reach
yeah.
out and tell them the money's there. So keep me in prayer as I keep you in prayer. God bless you.
God
Amen.
Bless you all as well. Amen.
Yeah. God bless you. Amen.
God bless.
Peace be with you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God
Amen.
Bless everybody.
God bless
God
you.
God bless you all as well. Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To God.